Nashville artist Austin Moody credits fans as his anti-woke anthem smashes into top 5 on country charts. By Jerome Hudson on July 18, 2023. Nashville country artist Austin Moody never thought he'd have a song in the top 5 on country music iTunes charts. But after being featured on Breitbart, that's exactly what happened to the young crooner, procuring him the number 4 spot, amidst industry megastars Jason Aldean, Luke Combs, and Morgan Wallen. But according to the humble rising star, the success of his smash hit, I'm Just Sayin', is driven by fans. That's who dictates where this thing is landing on the charts. It's completely fan-driven, Moody told Breitbart News Daily host Mike Slater in an interview Tuesday. How this thing gets to number one is people going to iTunes and paying the 99 cents for it. I think we've got a good chance of getting there. I'm Just Sayin' pulls no punches as it lambasts out of control crime, university indoctrination, and a transgender movement that Moody says is singularly focused on exposing children to sexualized material. Moody has no illusions about the target this song puts on his back. He believes being an independent artist gives him the freedom to take a stand on issues other artists tend to shy away from. There are a lot of patriots in Nashville who can't say anything because they'll lose their record deal, their support. It's pretty scary, he said. Listen below. But this isn't stopping Moody, who says what's going wrong in the country goes far beyond politics. Democrat, Republican, there's this huge gap right down the middle for all of them. I'm sure they look at the stuff going on with this trans movement in these once great American cities and institutions that are now decaying, looking at it and going, what the heck? This is crazy. I was one of those people who talked about it, but I didn't say anything about it. People are scared to stand up. They feel isolated. That's why I wanted to cut this song that Wynn Varble and Mike Loudermilk wrote, Moody continued. Maybe somebody hears it and says, wow. Okay. There's somebody else who feels the way I do. Maybe I'm not crazy. The song begins. They've torn Portland all to pieces, let Chicago go to hell. There's people leaving New York City like they rang the fire bell. They call themselves enlightened but cancel those who don't agree. I wish all these folks who claim they're woke would just go back to sleep. I'm just saying, have we all lost our minds? I'm just saying, where do we draw the line? I know y'all think it takes balls to be singing what I'm singing. But I'm just singing what you're thinking. Listen below. Breitbart Middle. Austin Moody, July 18, 2023. Moody also understands how the left has always used entertainment to infiltrate culture, he said. They always have. They're ahead of the game. So, a few people need to speak up. I never thought I'd be that guy. But our country's decaying so fast, Moody continued. Having a daughter completely changed my outlook on this. I'm looking 10 years down the road and asking, what's it going to be like in 10 years? It's decayed so fast in two. What it's going to look like in 10. Moody also called out his own industry for how it seemingly rewards some country artists who have the right politics and cancels those who don't. For the East Tennessee native, who has been grinding inside the Nashville music scene since 2010, the positive reaction to I'm Just Sayin' proves there's a massive audience for this brand of country music. John Kahn over at Breitbart reached out and we decided to do a feature on the song. Man, it completely blew up after that, Moody recalled. Breitbart did another article because it was climbing the charts so fast. It went from 35 to the top 10 in under 24 hours. I did Newsmax and then the Jesse Kelly show. Moody said laughing, a week ago I was trying to figure out who I needed to contact to get on Newsmax and all these media outlets. Now they're reaching out to me. I never thought we'd be in the top 5, Moody said. If people dig the song, that's how they can support it and stick it to the man. Download I'm Just Sayin' here. Follow Austin Moody on Instagram. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter, Instagram, and Parler at Jerome E. Hudson.